Tantramar Council gathered for a special meeting yesterday, the last of their draft budget presentation sessions. Treasurer Michael Beale started off the final budget session with a look at the operating budget for policing and the future of the Municipal and Provincial Policing Service Agreements, MPSA and PPSA, which are in place across Tantramar.
Ultimately, we know we have a few decisions to make when it comes to policing. Number one is because Sackville had a MPSA contract, and the local service districts and the Village of Dorchester had a PPSA contract. The federal government has advised us that we cannot have two. So we do need to have one contract, either MPSA or PPSA.
Beale shared some analysis done by the RCMP about what an expanded Tantramar-wide MPSA, or Municipal Police Services Agreement, would look like.
So ultimately, the recommendation that they have for Tantramar is that we had 10. Our population has increased in size by almost 50% from what we had at the 10. And they are recommending an additional 3 members in order to service the municipality with a complete MPSA. So Tantramar would be serviced as a complete MPSA with 13 regular members. So these would be 3 new members.
Beale told council that the change to an MPSA for Tantramar, shifting Dorchester, rural Sackville, and Pointe du Butte away from the PPSA, would not affect the number of PPSA officers operating out of the Sackville detachment, but it would affect costs. The change to the service agreements would happen in line with the RCMP's fiscal year, which begins on April 1st. Beale did the math and found that a switch to a full Tantramar Municipal Police Agreement on April 1st would save the municipality about $83,000 in 2024, with a total cost of about $2.2 million. The town also has some other policing costs, such as building services for the RCMP detachment at Sackville Town Hall. Councillor Alison Butcher wondered about why the RCMP recommended only increasing their complement by 3 officers when the population difference and increase in the size of the municipality would appear to warrant more. Councillor Matt Estabrooks also raised the issue of the cop-to-pop ratio, which would go from just under 1.7 officers per 1,000 people in the Sackville contract down to just over 1.4 officers for 1,000 people in the new Tantramar MPSA. Estabrooks asked Beale if council would have the opportunity to increase the complement in the contract.
Absolutely, we do. Ultimately, it is our choice on what we wish to be policed at within our municipality. These are the analysis that were done, and these were done through the RCMP. As indicated, we're not going to be able to get from 10 to 13 right away because we are operating at between 7 and 8 right now. So to go from to go to 14 would be even more challenging for the RCMP to get their numbers up to. But absolutely, we could increase that to 20 if we so chose to. But this was an analysis done fully by the RCMP and what they feel is the need to police Tantramar's new municipal boundaries.
Beale told council the RCMP have requested a decision on the future service agreements very soon, as early as November 10th. Council is slated to meet to discuss and vote on their budget and the policing issue at their next regular meeting on November 14th. At council's request, Beale said he would ask the RCMP if they could come present their proposal and answer questions from council.
So those are the only two things that I can speak of. And even getting the permission to use these slides, if there's any public questions on these, they have to be directed directly to the RCMP. I cannot comment on these, and we cannot comment on these slides. How the RCMP will or will not police is totally up to the RCMP to choose and do that. Their analysis, the questions we have were threefold, is will we remain MPSA or go to a PPSA? Tantramar, if we stay MPSA, it will have to change from Sackville to Tantramar, and increasing the complement to serve the entire service area of Tantramar. So any questions on operational will have to strictly be set aside for our RCMP.
That's Tanchamar Treasurer Michael Beal addressing council on Monday afternoon. Tune in to Tanchamar Report this week for more coverage of Monday's budget presentation.